Now to the story of a man who's lived most of his life in the shadows. Stephen Kappas spent 25 years at the CIA, most of it undercover, much of it in the Middle East. His colleagues say he may be the best spy to emerge from the CIA in a generation. But 2 years ago, at the height of his career, Kappas abruptly quit the agency. Now he's poised to return as the CIA's number two official. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
When you start asking around about Steve Kappas, you hear a lot of comments like this one.
He's probably the finest man I've worked for in my career.
That's Gary Burnson, a veteran operations officer and station chief who left the CIA last year. Burnson recalls being in tough spots, like Afghanistan, right after September 11th. He says Steve Kappas always backed him and trusted him to take risks.
You would know what he wanted from you, but it was clear that people would have the flexibility and the latitude to make those difficult decisions on your own, and that's what we need.
Steve Kappas is a former Marine. He's 54 now. He earned respect from men like Gary Burnson after logging his own years in the field. Kappas was CIA station chief in Moscow and Kuwait. He speaks Russian and Farsi and helped direct the CIA's spying efforts against Iran. What makes him something of a legend, though, at the CIA is his work on Libya. Kappas was the chief negotiator with Muammar Gaddafi in the delicate talks over Libya's nuclear weapons program. One CIA veteran, speaking on condition of anonymity, says Steve would get off an airplane, go straight to the White House, and brief President Bush. It was Steve Kappas who got Gaddafi to give up his weapons, and I think the president knows it. That may be so, but not long after the Libya negotiations, Kappas's career ran into trouble. By fall of 2004, he had risen to the top job in the CIA's clandestine service, but he clashed with the management team of his new boss, CIA Chief Porter Goss. And within weeks, Kappas walked out. His deputy left with him. In the days that followed, so did dozens of senior spies. Tyler Drumheller, head of the CIA's European operations, was one of them.
When Steve left, I looked very carefully at the whole situation and felt at the age of 52, I didn't have two or three or four years to sit by while these sort of gifted amateurs tried to figure out how to run things.
As it turned out, it was less than 2 years before Goss and his team found themselves out the door. And last month, Kappas was asked to come back. There's been no formal announcement yet, but Kappas has apparently said yes. Friends say it wasn't an easy decision. Kappas has relocated his family to London, where he's been working for Armor Group, a private security firm. Inside CIA headquarters, Kappas's return has been cause for celebration. But it's already clear he may face some enemies on Capitol Hill. Peter Hoekstra, Republican chair of the House Intelligence Committee, says he has real concerns about Kappas. Hoekstra argues Kappas was guilty of gross insubordination in his dealings with Porter Goss. But Kappas's future boss, new CIA chief Michael Hayden, says most people would disagree.
When I did the Rolodex check around the community about Steve, they were almost universally positive that this is a guy who knows the business.
Speaking at his confirmation hearing last month, Hayden added he expects having Steve Kappas as his deputy will do wonders for his own standing at Langley. You get a lot more authority, Hayden said, when the workforce doesn't think it's amateur hour on the top floor. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.